Good morning. 6:46 a.m. on July the 1st, 2024, here on a mostly cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's already hot. It's already a warm one. It's probably not hot, isn't quite right. The official temperature is 67 outside my back door, is 73. Yeah. So, my morning reading, 365 Tao. Today's day 183 of the year, of the cycle. We've been through 182 days. We have 182 days left. So, today is the balance point of the year. And that gave me a lot of pause. That put a lot of things in something of a perspective. It's like, why haven't I done all of this other stuff? And the answer is, it wasn't time. It just wasn't time. It's probably a coincidence that I woke up this morning feeling like I woke up this morning. Like every other day, there's been sort of a little window shade, letting the sunlight in without direct sun. Just the shade glowing from the light beyond it, not necessarily shining on me. And so this morning I felt like I'm awake for the first time in I don't know how long. Maybe I'm rested. Maybe that's the difference. Maybe the last few weeks I have been borderline exhausted or something. I don't know. But this morning is going well. I have an audiologist, middle of the day, and my 2-week follow-up on how I'm dealing with the world's most expensive earbuds. And the answer is, I can't believe what a difference. I don't know that I'm hearing any better, although I am. It's not an in-your-face or in-your-ear kind of, oh my God. It's not like getting my cataract surgery taken care of and then suddenly seeing colors again, where everything had seemed rather washed out but looked okay until I really saw them. Until I really saw how green the greens were and how red the reds were and how little I had seen them before. So it's not that level of difference. It's not that level of hearing. I do have a finer appreciation for sibilance, which has a tendency to really hiss. I have a lot more treble in my life. I can hear the oven timer. Not clearly, but better. The little beeps, which were lost in the ozone before, now get amplified enough that I can hear them if I'm in range. If it's too far away, it's not going to help, but it's been a pretty astonishing 2 weeks. Yeah, it's heating up. It's heating up. I'm out of the breeze. There's a nice little breeze blowing. And being out of the breeze, the air seems very close. Oh, daylilies, daylilying. Look at you. These little tea roses looking somewhat worse for wear. Only problem with the hearing aids is that I keep wanting to reach up and scratch my ear, but it's not an itch. It's the little wire that's running from the hearing aid behind my ear to the emitter that's in my ear canal. But beyond that, beyond the trip to the audiologist and perhaps a quick swing past the grocery store on the way back to fill in the pantry a little bit, I don't have a lot on the agenda for today. Fallout 4 when I get back. I promised myself Fallout 4. We're just writing Fallenness. Where do all these fountain pens fall in this? I have so many fountain pens. And I keep buying new ones. I got another one the other day. My Esterbrook J is still delightful. It's got oxblood, diamine oxblood ink in it. It's a very, very, very dark red. It's quite a lovely color, and it is such a pleasant pen to write with. I'm down to two inked pens at the moment. The Schaefer VFM with a, I think it's got an international cartridge in it at the moment. A really nice utility writer. It's this basically the same pen as a little slimmer than a Pilot Metropolitan. The nib is a regular American medium as opposed to a Eastern Japanese medium, which tends to be what we would call fine, because it's fine. Everything's fine. But it's a nice writer. It's kind of a utility writer. I don't feel bad about breaking that one out. It's sticking in my pocket if I need to wander around and take notes in the kitchen and stuff. For like my bread. I do have a bread notebook. It's a little passport size traveler. It says passport, but it seems like it's smaller than a passport. I think passport a little bit bigger than this little notepad kind of size. I should check my passport and see how much difference there is. Here comes the coach this morning. We seem to be back on track. Good morning.
How are you?
Muggy today, huh?
Yeah, it does feel that way. Definitely.
It is muggy. It's there's a lot of moisture in the air, and they're calling for thundershowers, potentially severe, later in the day through Wednesday. So yeah, it could be tornado weather. I didn't check the probabilistic forecast for the region yet. I usually sort of give it a quick scope, but it very rarely says anything about this particular area. Higher up in the state, out in the northeast in the plains, turns out this is this county, I think because it's so large, has the most number of tornadoes a year as any county in America, including Tornado Alley. They have fewer but bigger, and there are people where those tornadoes go, so they get more attention. So even an F5 out in the Pawnee grasslands isn't going to do much, because there's not much out there to do. Rip up a bunch of grass. Butcher a bunch of antelope or something. I often think about that. In early Mesoamerica, what did the Native Americans think about these storms? They must have seen them. But I don't know of any legends about them. Of course, I'm not an expert in the lore. So they probably are there, and I'm just stupid and don't know it. Not stupid, ignorant. Well, possibly, potentially stupid, but ignorant was what I meant. So my water bottle this morning has coffee in it. Coming up, get ready, stay with me, Monk Post. And at this point, it's iced coffee or room temperature coffee. It doesn't matter. It's fluid. I didn't want to leave it sitting on the counter. I poured a half a cup for breakfast and then drank like 4 sips of it and realized as I was coming up for the walk that I had half a cup of coffee that was going to sit there and just get cold before I got back. So rather than just throw it out, I thought, oh, why not? Throw it in a can. My water bottle is metal. It was an artifact from a summer program that one of the kids was required to attend because of grades. Go figure. And it's sort of been banging around the house. But it's just it's real simple. It's just a solid metal can. Plastic plug. There's nothing in it to absorb. Aromas or places for mold to grow or anything, it's just metal. So a good rinse with hot water cleans out pretty much everything. I usually drain it at the end of my walk and then let it dry out, which keeps it from getting green algae growing in it, or brown algae, which is worse. Most of the plastic bottles I have had over the years have gotten that sort of green flavor to them, which is aggravating. I got a couple coming up behind me who are walking faster than I am. Good morning. Boy, she's trucking along. little tea roses there. Lilacs are putting out in places. I'm seeing the lilacs putting out some buds, but I guess lilac season is over. Pull off to the side here and let these folks get by.
Hi there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They were going right where I had stood, so good enough. So, Fallout 4. Yes. My goodness, yes. I died a lot. Oh my god. I got an early quest to clear out the National Guard training yard. And had three legendary ghouls. Ferals. That just killed me and killed me and killed me and killed me over and over. I couldn't kill them fast enough, and I couldn't survive their hits long enough. So I was just wearing my normal underwear, basically. Even with the best armor I could put together at the moment, didn't do any difference, didn't do any good at all. So I went and got my power armor, which in past walkthroughs I have actually worn a power armor early, going through a lot of fusion cores early, and leaning heavily on the power armor's ability to carry stuff. But in the last few playthroughs, I've sort of picked up power armor and set it aside and gone out wearing just normal Under Armour clothing, military fatigues, army fatigues when I can get them. And then leather armor. But, and that's really, it's really a nice way to play. I really like that. Other than the fact that I'm always full. I'm rocking with Deacon at the moment. I just got his perk yesterday. So I can start building up my sneak damage. I picked up the Overseer's Guardian, which has been a big difference. It's not... not the ultimate, but I got really spoiled by the problem solver out of Nuka World. And early on, I modified it so it was single shot, so I could take advantage of all my rifleman perks. And as I went on later, I added commando perks and watched that really come into its own. I've done the same thing with Overseer's Guardian, which came as an automatic, but which I have no perks for commando, so I have no perks to help me do damage with an automatic weapon. I'm still looking for a suppressor for it. But But the interesting thing for Fallout 4 was that I took a lesson from EVE Online, and that's that I didn't try to be a jack of all trades. I picked a strategy, and this strategy was high charisma, high luck. And I had really low agility in the beginning, but it's building. The priorities I put on the perks are screwed up, because according to the plan, I should have spent, I don't know, 6 or 8, maybe 9 perk points levels on filling in special attributes, which, while they're good, don't have the same applicability. And I noticed when I had put 2 points into agility, and then I was supposed to do sneak. And I already had sneak, and sneak seemed to be a better choice. And the same way with advanced perks and riflemen and gun nut and armorer. And so the ability to make better weapons, the ability to make better armor, the ability to make, to do more damage, means that banking those perk points for later, working toward the advanced perkage, will be much easier, because I'll be able to level much faster if I survive longer and do more quests quicker. So I've started keeping track of where I'm spending the perk points compared to where the plan called for them. And so far I'm well ahead of where I was, where the plan said I should be. And that's good. I'm pleased with that. That's making the game a little bit less, a little bit more enjoyable, a little bit less, I'm gonna die again. Well, okay, enough of that. I'm reading, if you saw the blog, I'm reading T.S. Deschamps' West Ridge Oracle. I think that's what it was. Anyway, it's a good book. I'm almost at the end of the book one. I'm gonna jump right into book two when I'm done. And I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll be awake. And I'll talk to you then.